Gabe Schiff.
Hi, Gabe. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about like 2.5 weeks ago. And basically, it was based on some past financing you guys did with Sovereign Bank. And so, based on that borrowing history, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Just wanted to see what you guys had in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Nothing at this time, actually, that's not spoken for.
Is there like a specific time of year you guys reevaluate that?
Constantly reevaluating that.
Constantly reevaluating that. Okay. So I guess have you guys taken on anything new this year?
We've taken our number of we do project financing, so we do a lot of that.
Oh, you guys do financing for your projects.
Correct.
Okay. When like she Oh, okay. I see. So wait, can you tell me just a little bit more about your business?
We're a real estate development company.
Okay, so you're a real estate development company. And then what are your typical payment terms that you guys extend to your customers? Is it like a net 30, 60, 90?
No, it's not. It's an apartment business, so it's not. If people pay rent.
Oh, okay, so it's just rent, so you guys don't like run into cash flow problems like that. It's just at the beginning of the month everyone pays.
Correct.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense actually. So then what do you guys normally like bring on for like equipment or capital when you guys do bring things on like that?
That is talking about massive construction projects.
Oh, so massive construction projects like build more apartment
Correct.
complexes. Oh, that makes sense. So do you guys have anything upcoming?
Yes, a lot of stuff. We always have stuff upcoming.
That's awesome. Is there like anything specific, like any new buildings or any like maintenance you guys have to do on any old buildings right now?
Constantly.
Constantly. Well, that sounds like you guys are quite busy. So if we could unlock like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, like what could you do with that?
That's not the way we think of our business. So it's just I think it's a little different.
Oh, okay. In what terms do you guys think of it?
Just loan to cost, where it's a construction company. It's a very different model. So.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So it sounds like you guys are growing.
I think so.
That's
Pretty good.
good. How do you guys seek out new properties? Do you guys just kind of like figure out like what cities are the best to like build on to build like your
Exactly,
new
exactly.
Oh, okay. So do you know what your growth has looked like for like the last 2 years?
It's always going to be specific per project.
Oh, it's just always specific per project. That makes sense. So is there like a lot of competition like in your field?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you guys think gives you guys the advantage over like other companies?
We have a long track record of delivery.
Oh, really? How long have you guys been in the industry?
20 years.
Oh, 20 years, that's awesome. So like, do you think that like growth is a priority or do you guys like focus mainly on like day-to-day operations?
We think about development, not day-to-day operations, really.
Okay, so really just development and how to kind of just make more of what you got, right?
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense actually. That makes a ton of sense. So then so business is going pretty good this year.
So far so good.
So would you say I'm just like kind of curious, is it like sales, like would you say like you guys are doing good sales this year or like how would you define like a great year for you?
Rents improving and construction starts.
Oh, okay. So do you guys is it like typically like a 1 year lease?
Yeah, typically. I mean, it's
Okay.
sometimes a little longer, but that's typical.
Okay. And then so And you guys said you probably have a bunch of upcoming projects and construction projects coming up this year, right? What
well,
do you guys,
always
you always do, do you guys have to hire like more personnel or take on more clients, things like that when you guys have these new complexes?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And then do you find there's like a busy time of the year or is it kind of seasonal?
It's around the clock.
Okay. That's awesome. So I guess like I want to just know a little bit more about your upcoming projects and see if there's anything that we can do for you guys. With the construction projects, do you guys like bring on equipment that you need or do you guys just lease everything or rent it from the other companies?
We have GCs. I think it's a little bit of a different model than what you're targeting here.
Okay.
We have general contractors typically.
Okay. And they all have their own equipment. So you wouldn't need any like equipment from us in that terms?
Correct.
But what about for like the complexes themselves, like the computers, for the leasing office, things like that? Do you guys ever finance that equipment?
Not really. Okay.
While you're building all of these, you don't ever run into any like cash flow issues?
Nope.
Okay. So it sounds like you guys have a pretty good business going on. Do you guys have a line of credit?
We do.
Okay. Who do you guys bank with, if you don't mind me asking?
All of them. We have a $600 million line led by Bank of America.
$600 million?
Yeah.
What are your annual sales like?
Hundreds of millions.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm sorry I can't be more helpful. But
No. It was good learning about this just in case I come across this again. I guess, do you have an email address? I can just send you some of my info. That way, if something comes up,
reach out to me. GSHIFF at roselandres.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been good talking to you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.